the secret organization that's got all this information about who Mary Magdalene really is and who Jesus really is. Two trunks of it, okay? It's the Priory of Zion. The graphic behind this picture here says several things in French, which I'll try to translate. I can translate better than I can pronounce French. So, Priory of Zion. That's what it says behind the English there. Knighthood of the institution and Catholic rule of the, let's see, knighthood of the Catholic and institution and rule, and of the independent traditionalist union. That's what it says, okay? So that doesn't sound exactly like the Priory of Zion in the Da Vinci Code. Where does that logo come from? That logo comes from the incorporation papers of the Priory of Zion, which we'll have a look at in a moment. Here's the claim in the Da Vinci Code. It's on that first page. Priory of Zion, a European secret society founded in 1099, is a real organization. In 1975, Paris Bibliothèque Nationale discovered parchments known as Le Dossier Secret, identifying numerous members of Priory of Zion, including Sir Isaac Newton, Botticelli, Victor Hugo, Leonardo da Vinci. First time I read that, a suspicion arose in my mind. Where did this library discover these documents? Turns out, inside the library. You mean the Paris's National Library is run in such a way that they're making discoveries in 1975 about documents in their library? Suggests the documents were planted, which further evidence suggests rather strongly as well. Okay? Well, there's some problems with the claim. If the Priory really is a secret organization, then of course there would be little evidence for existence, and that's the thing you get into with plot theories all the time. Really good plot, no evidence. Slightly weaker plot, some evidence. Crummy plot, lots of evidence, etc. Okay? But no evidence means you can invent anything you want. Okay, so for every real plot theory that's really very good, there are thousands of plot theories that are complete tripe but have equally no evidence. Okay? So watch out for that, all right? If it's a fraud, of course, there would be no evidence for existence before the fraud was perpetrated. That's surprising, okay? Well, the parchments, known as Le Dossier Secret, were apparently discovered inside the Bibliothèque Nationale 1975. How did they get there? Were they forged? Were they planted? In fact, we do have some evidence about the Priory and its alleged history, so let's have a look at that. Article in the Wikipedia. I don't know whether you've messed with that or not. That's a web encyclopedia. And usually when you type some word or phrase or something in Google or one of the search engines, if there's an entry in the in the Wikipedia, it'll turn that up as one of the things to go to. Here's what the article on Pierre Plantard in the Wikipedia says. Pierre Plantard was the principal figure associated with the known history of the Priory of Zion and is widely believed to have been the main creator of many of the claims about the Priory's supposed past history that later inspired the books Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and the Da Vinci Code, among others. So here's this fellow, Pierre Plantard, real person, born in 1920, died 2000, okay? He has got some kind of story about the Priory of Zion rotating around before the Da Vinci Code, but everybody knew that the Da Vinci Code, at least once the investigation had gone, that the Da Vinci Code stuff goes back to this Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and they are the guys who take this Pierre Plantard story. Well, what do we know about Pierre? Well, we've got a picture of him. Not sure we got more than about one picture of him. He's mentioned in Holy Blood, Holy Grail as the current, 1986, Grand Master of the Priory of Zion. Okay. Well, that's supposed to be one of the fiction things in Da Vinci Code, is Pierre Saumur is a fake character, okay? The Plantard family is mentioned in the Da Vinci Code as descendants of the French Merovingian royal line, which if you work through the Da Vinci Code, the heroine is supposed to wind up being a descendant of that and a descendant of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, all of that sort of thing, too. Obviously the Da Vinci Code is bought into this to a certain extent, though it doesn't mention Pierre Plantard, because they've got a different grandmaster. Well, the Priory seems to have been founded in 1956, a little later than 1099, huh? Two of the two signatories on the document are Pierre Plantard and André Bonhomme, who signed the statutes and registration documents required by the 1901 French Law of Associations. French have had trouble since the French Revolution with Catholicism on the one hand and secularism on the other hand. Been fighting all that time. And in 1901, when the secularists were somewhat up, which they've been largely up since the since Napoleon II anyway, they decided that we'd better keep an eye on these religious organizations. They got to register, okay? So after 1901, any organization that's got religious overtones to it in France that isn't registered can be taken into court. People can be fined or imprisoned, etc. Well, so we've got this document, 1956. The priory's purpose was to promote the defense and liberty of low-cost housing. Doesn't sound much like Mary Magdalene and the Holy Grail, huh? Maybe it's a cover. The original Priory of Zion had nothing to do with the Templars, the Grail, or related matters, according to co-founder Bonhomme. Okay, so that's fairly horse's mouth sort of information. Here's the registration documents. If you'd like to come up sometime and look at them in English, I just downloaded them from the Internet, so they're not hard to find out there. Just do Priory of Zion, and you'll turn up somewhere. There you can see the logo, which we are looking at. And you can see when the document was stamped by the French officials over here, 7th May 1956. And you've got the description of the organization, and you've got two signatures over here. The Secretary General, Pierre Plantard. Okay, and the president, besides the stuff that's not easy to read here, André Bonhomme. So there's the document. And the title of the group indicates that it's a organization in defense of traditional Catholicism. And it's trying to encourage low-cost housing for people that need it. So that doesn't sound like it started out at that point as exactly what Pierre Plantard will later be making out to. Now, it turns out that Pierre Plantard has invented several organizations in his history. The Wikipedia article says, already from 1937 onward, Plantard had been involved in the creation of several bogus organizations. The French Union, 1937. The French National Renewal, 1941. The Alpha Galates, 1942, an order of knighthood for which he was briefly imprisoned by the Vichy government for not registering his group. Plantard later served 6 months in prison for fraud and embezzlement, 1953-54. Well, those organizations sound like authentic organizations, but any crook makes things sound like official organizations. So you don't want them to sound like they're some kind of scam. So you don't have Sleazy Joe's Used Cars, okay? You've got to have some name that sounds better than that. Sam's Fly-By-Night Banking Association. You have to choose something that sounds more promising. They do. But they had no members, okay? Or a couple guys that he's put together. So Plantard already, before all this arises, has a history of front organizations, if you like. Plantard revived the priory from about 1962 onward. The original one documented 56 apparently lasted about a year. It did have a newsletter and such. Pierre Plantard revived the priory from 62 onward, creating a mystique involving the legends of Gisors, Beringer Saunier. That's a Saunier name comes in that the Da Vinci Code borrowed there, but here it's a French priest around 1900. And René Le Château, secret societies, his claim to be from a French line of kings, the keeper of secrets and possessor of secret documents. He also claimed that Priory Zion was founded during Crusades by Godfrey de Bouillon and was linked with the Knights Templar and produced a list of Grand Masters spanning centuries. But Pierre Plantard has a downfall. In 1993, Plantard claimed that Roger Patrice Pilat, we'll not try any French there, had once been Grand Master of the Priory Zion. Pilat was a friend of the then-president of France, François Mitterrand, and a center of a scandal involving French Prime Minister Pierre Bergoglio. A French court ordered a search of Plantard's home, turning up many documents, including some proclaiming Plantard to be the true king of France. Under oath, Plantard admitted that he had fabricated everything, including Pilat's involvement with the Priory of Zion. and about 7 years after that, Plantar dies. Well, there's the claim in the Da Vinci Code. Real organization, founded in 1099. Well, the Priory of Zion was a real organization of some sort. It may have lasted only a year, from 56 to 57. There's really no good evidence that existed before that. As best we can tell, that's the way to put the data, I think, the Priory of Zion is an invention of Plantar and André Bonhomme, initially to promote low-cost housing in the area where they lived, which, by the way, was a place called Zion, okay? Suburb of Paris. It appears to have been upgraded by Plantar into a mystical secret society with a striking history and impressive list of grandmasters. Could there be a secret society with a striking history and impressive list of grandmasters? There could. But I wouldn't take it on the word of somebody who has been in prison for fraud and who is known to have invented several false organizations, okay? So that's kind of where we are, huh? Priory of Zion appears to be a hoax.